Andy Moon with Michael Dormark. You don't need me to tell you that's a forgettable afternoon for you in the squad.
Yeah, certainly. Really disappointing. I think the defeat is bad enough, but I think the performance overall was flat, you know, from us as players, and it's really disappointing, you know, to, you know, you go from last week losing against Bournemouth, which was disappointing, but you know, you get clapped off because, you know, people can see the type of the effort and the desire and the passion that went into the performance. And today we're probably lacking all three of them, and it's disappointing, you know.
Can you put your finger on why? Because it's uncharacteristic of the side this season.
No, I can't. But obviously in the week there we had such a knockback against Morecambe, you know, obviously it affected us to concede the goalkeeper scoring the last kick of the game. And I think a little bit of a hangover has carried on into today's game, probably feeling sorry for ourselves as players, I don't know. Well, as I say, it's too easy to say something like that, but I think now as players and that, we got to show some character, and we got to step up now. We've got a week to pull ourselves together and, you know, put on a performance that's worthy of Portsmouth Football Club next week against Bristol, you know, because today was nowhere near the standards that's been set this year, I think, and we're disappointed with that.
It's sort of captain, do you have to kind of lead that fight back effectively?
Oh, I think we all do, but I think right now as players and certainly myself, the first thing I'll be doing is going away and looking at myself, and I think every player should be doing that now, as they're going to have to dig deep and, you know, find what they need to find to go and give the right response next week. I think as a whole squad, I think from Monday on now, such a big week, you know, leading into the game, you know, as players and a squad, we're going to have to I think first of all we just got to pick ourselves up and then make sure we're ready to go next week, and I think the senior players and that we'll obviously have to lead by example as you do, but you can't do much more for players, you know. You can help them and give them advice and do whatever, but I think when it comes down to times like this now, it's all about what's in yourself and pulling yourself through it and making sure on a Saturday that you do your job, and hopefully everybody else will follow you know, and they do theirs.
You must look around the dressing room, though, and there are the senior players, the kind who will go away, look at themselves and find solutions.
Yeah, we do. We've a good bunch of players, and, you know, there's good people in the dressing room, they're good lads, and, you know, we've had a couple of setbacks this last month, and, you know, today is probably, you know, one of the worst days we've had so far, you know, to lose a home like that, but, as I say, you just got to pick yourself up now, and get yourself going, ready for next week. You know, it's times like these over the course of your season, if you're really serious about getting promoted, I think it's times like these that'll make it and break it. You know, these are the times you look back on. It's not, you know, all the wins and going on winning runs. It's times like these when you're struggling and you're down. And these are the times now where you got to pull yourself through, and the quicker you get out of them, the better chance you have of getting out of this division. So I think it's times like this now as players, we, you know, if we can manage to do what we need to do and get promoted at the end of the season, it's times like this that will be crucial for us.
How much does that today hurt you and the players?
Yeah, it's devastating, to be honest with you. We're gutted. And we knew how big of a week it was coming up, you know. And, the plan was to win the next three games, you know, Markham and Leighton Orient and Bristol, to be honest with you, and maybe as players we're probably guilty of looking too far ahead as well at these games. You know, we just got to take one game at a time. I think certainly now for us, with all the games we got left, we just got to take one game at a time now, and stop looking too far ahead, I think, and let the manager and the staff and all worry about all these fixtures. I think as players now, we just concentrate on the next game and try do whatever we have to take it. Look, if it's a scrappy, horrible game and we win it 1-0, we'll take that, but that's what it might take just to get out of this little bit of a rut and get up and running, you know, and try and get back some form and get up as high as we can in the league and see where it takes us.
Is this the kind of time you ever chat to a squad to try and work out amongst yourself what's gone wrong? Or?
Yeah, it's one of them. I mean, I've been involved in things like that before, and you know, you're probably going over all ground of what the manager said and that, you know. I think the manager and the staff, you know, they've said all that needs to be said, in a sense of, you know, we know where to go, and at times now it's probably not the time for talking. It's about time for showing it on the pitch and showing that commitment and effort on the pitch. There's probably been enough talking done now, and it's time to start showing it now and putting it on the pitch.
Just finally, if you look ahead to Bristol Rovers, you know, it's going to be another top side coming here. it is the opportunity at Fratton Park to put things right.
Yeah, certainly. It's we've got a week now to pick ourselves up, and it's going to be a hard week, mentally, probably physically as well. And we got to be ready for it as players, you know, make sure when we come in that on Monday morning that we're ready to go and looking forward to the week and doing whatever it takes to not have a performance like that again and get ourselves going.
Bristol Rovers, a tough opposition.
Yeah, they're a good side. You know, we've gone down there and beaten them early on in the season, and you know, they've come back from that and really on the road as well. They're really strong as well. They ain't lost too many games in the road. I think they've lost 3 games over the last couple of years. So it's going to be a really difficult game. But be no difficult than anybody else we faced this year. I think the most important thing is worrying about ourselves and making sure we do what we do. And if we play to our potential, we've already shown we can beat anybody. But when we play the way we did today, we can obviously show we can go the other way, you know, because, you know, we're second best all over today.
Thanks for your time, Michael. Appreciate your honesty.
Cheers.